FIS Overview. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines final assembly schedule, FIS, as a schedule of end items to finish the product for specific customers' orders in a make-to-order, MTO, or assemble-to-order, ITO, environment. It is also referred to as the finishing schedule because it may involve operations other than the final assembly, such as final mixing, cutting, or packaging. The FIS is prepared after receipt of a customer order and is constrained by the availability of material and capacity. It schedules the operations required to complete the product from the level where it is stocked, or master scheduled, to the end item level. Why FIS is needed for MTO and ITO products? A final assembly schedule is not needed for make-to-stock, MTS, products. With MTS, the raw materials are numerous, but there are comparatively few end products. So the master production schedule, MPS, is created for the end items. Engineer to order also doesn't use an FIS because the product, such as a building, is fully specified before manufacturing begins. FIS is needed for make to order, MTO, and assemble to order, ITO, products because an important principle of master scheduling is to master schedule at the point where the fewest product options exist. Exhibit 4-121 shows this concept. Exhibit 4-121. Where to locate MPS and FIS based on point of fewest product options. A VITI analysis can also be used to make this clear. For MTO, there are relatively few raw materials, but the possible range of products that can be custom made is much larger. Therefore, the MPS occurs at the raw material stage and the FIS is used instead to schedule the end products. For example, a custom window manufacturer would create an MPS for glass sheets that would later be cut to size, etc. for ITO. The raw materials are many, but they are narrowed down into relatively few modules or optional features. So the MPS is created for the modules or options. Then an FIS becomes necessary to schedule the custom configurations of end products. The rationale behind placing the MPS at the choke point of where there are the fewest things to plan is about managing complexity and improving forecasting. Product flow analysis, VITI analysis. A product flow analysis indicates the logical flow of manufacturing processes as raw materials are transformed into finished goods. While the results of this analysis do not require using a particular manufacturing environment, process type, and layout, the logical flow of materials may be an influencing factor. A product flow analysis is often called a VITI analysis because there are four basic conceptual flows that materials transformation processes can use at a plant, and the shapes of the letters V, A, T, and I indicate how materials flow through the process. Exhibit 4-122 shows these flows graphically. Note how the MPS would be scheduled at the point where the fewest product options exist. If one of these were used for make-to-order or assemble-to-order, then the FIS would also be used. And this would occur later, for example, at the top of the T. Exhibit 4-122, Product Flow Analysis, VITI Analysis. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a VITI analysis as follows. In theory of constraints, a procedure for determining the general flow of parts and products from raw materials to finished products, logical product structure. A V logical structure starts with one or a few raw materials, and the product expands into a number of different products as it flows through divergent points in its routings. The shape of an illogical structure is dominated by converging points. Many raw materials are fabricated and assembled into a few finished products. A T-logical structure consists of numerous similar finished products assembled from common assemblies, subassemblies, and parts. An I-logical structure is the simplest of production flows, in which resources are shared between or among different products, and the flow is in a straight line sequence, for example, an assembly line. Once the general parts flow is determined, the system control points, gating operations, convergent points, divergent points, constraints, and shipping points can be identified and managed. The flows are as follows. V plants. A basic raw material, the bottom of the V, is split into two or more products that diverge rather than being interrelated later. For example, an organization that harvests trees might make various types of lumber. A plants. Various raw materials are transformed in their own production processes and converge, at the top of the A, into one or more final materials. For example, complex products assembled from multiple subcomponents such as automobile engines. T plants. Raw materials are transformed using a single logical flow production line. But at some point, A limited number of basic units can be configured into many different end products at the top of the T, such as computers. I plants. This is a basic linear flow for operations that use a production line or continuous flow process to produce one type of end product, such as consumer packaged food. Organizations that make multiple products might use several of these flows. FIS, an order decoupling point. The final assembly schedule, FIS, involves finishing custom end items to customer expectations. The job of the FIS is to drive the staging of components and parts to feed a series of work centers or an assembly line, where each item has unique options specific to individual customer orders. This brings in the concept of the order decoupling point, or the point where planning or scheduling are no longer driven by constrained demand, derived from forecasts, and are instead driven by actual customer orders. This is also called moving from push to pull. Exhibit 4-123 shows how, for make to order, MTO, and assemble to order, ITO, the forecast drives the planning bill of material, BOM, for an average product of the given family at the MPS level. For MTO, the unit of control is the customer order, the average customer order. For ITO, the unit of control is the options, modules, or components customers can select, the average options. For reference, since MTS does not need a EFIS, make-to-stock is planned at the MPS level, and finished goods are planned. On the customer order-driven side of the order decoupling point, MTO's decoupling point is the customer order backlog. The backlog needs to take into account pre-production engineering activities, as well as final assembly scheduling operations. This is the basis for customer order delivery date promising. For ITO, the decoupling point is the final assembly schedule. All that remains to be done is assemble the specific options or modules, so this schedule drives order delivery date promising. Exhibit 4-123, Final Assembly Schedule and Order Decoupling Point. The order decoupling point is sometimes described as the penetration of the customer order into the supply chain. Therefore, the penetration of the order is covered by the FIS partly for MTO and entirely for ITO,